Our scripture today will be in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 3 to 6. And I'm also going to read from Mark chapter 9, verse 2 to something. Can't remember what that something is, but it's not far. I'll read that in a bit. Let me pull it up here so I'm ready. Okay. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so very much for this time to hear your word together. It's a great blessing that we can gather together and read your word with each other. We pray that your spirit is with us, preparing our hearts to receive this glorious gift. We ask you, Lord, that it takes root in our lives and spirit and blossoms into however way you desire, that we may more accurately show your love to one another and to those and anywhere. We also pray, Lord, for your mercy to be upon the sermon, that it too is pleasing and honoring to you, and that through it you may be able to show your love. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to 6. Hear now God's word. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I spelled veil wrong up here, but the light through the veil. That's what a partial eclipse would look like through glasses. Before we get to the picture, just start here. This is one of the saddest scriptures that I've read in a long time. I mean, of course, the Bible is full of sad scriptures, happy scriptures, funny scriptures, serious scriptures. It's full of all kinds of things. Peaceful scriptures and very chaotic scriptures. This is in the sad category for me. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, meaning we see the gospel, we see the light of the gospel, but those who are perishing don't. And in their case, the God of this world has blinded their minds to keep them from seeing the light. When I reflect on Jesus Christ in my life, and I hope when you do too, I feel with all of my heart that I am far better off with Christ in my life than not. Remembering the times in my life when Jesus wasn't there, the times when I didn't trust Christ, the times when I went my own way or I just disobeyed, compared to those times when I obeyed God's will, those times where I hoped in God, those times where I prayed to God, those times are so much better. Not easier, better. More helpful, more hopeful, more content, satisfying, filled with less fear than those times when I didn't trust in God. And this is a common story. That one song where the hymn, it's an old hymn, Tell me the stories of Jesus, for I long to hear. And it talks about how you tell the stories of Jesus to those who know it best, because they love to hear it more than the rest. There's something about serving Christ that is full of joy and hope and love and peace. Also, it's full of responsibility and difficulty. But those, when we get to those, we know that Christ is supporting us along with one another. Reminds me of a story I think I shared with the Inns. It's been a little while now, maybe a few months. Penn Jillette, is that his name? Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller. The Penn guy. He's a well-known atheist, and he's adamant or speaks out about his atheism. And he tells a story one day of after a show that they had performed, that a man came backstage, and Penn greeted him, and the man evangelized to him, shared with him the gospel of Jesus, and gave him a Bible. And the way that the man did this, he was very kind, very polite, very respectful. And all he merely did was share why the gospel was so important in his own life. And he shared things like God giving him strength, Christ giving him peace. He may have shared stories from his own life, how God had touched him and given him strength, and how much that he wished and hoped that others would experience the same joy that he had in Christ. After Penn shares a story about this man sharing his story, Penn says, you know, I wasn't angry or mad or resentful or any of that things. He said, I appreciated what this man had to say to me. He said, I probably will never believe in God. He says, but the thing is, if you have something in your life that brings you such hope and such joy, why wouldn't you share it? He said, and I appreciated this guy sharing with me what brought him hope and joy and peace in his own life, because he just wanted me to experience those things too. And that's the thing about serving Christ. That light is in our life has changed us in so many ways. Why keep it to ourselves? When, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians, that the gospel is being veiled to those who don't believe. That they don't see the light of God because the world, the God of this world, is trying to block it from them every single day. And I tell you, the God of this world is doing a pretty decent job at that. Anger and resentment and pain and hopelessness seem to rule every single day. But the thing is we got this other story that we shared with the kids today. It's from Mark chapter 9, verse 2. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up high on a mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. The thing I love about this story is this. That no matter how dark this world gets, no matter how thick the veil over our eyes or over others, that the light of Jesus Christ can shine through it and does shine through it. No matter how dark that lens is, the light of the sun gets through. And it's so easy to notice. So the veil that tries to be put over the eyes of others. But our job in Christ is to share the stories. And you all know the story because it's yours. Christ has touched you in such a way that is particular and different from others. Christ has brought his love into your life that only you know. And because it's your story, you can tell it. People long to hear how there's hope when hopelessness seems so prevalent, when there's light, when darkness seems so obvious, when there's truth, when there's so many lies around it. Because of Jesus Christ in our lives, we can bring this message to others through our words and through our deeds. And I pray that as a church, we do that in such a way that pleases God and shows God to others. Share with you his final benediction today. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now and always, amen and amen. Go in peace.